This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 5th. Okay, there's a problem. We had a better expected payroll report today, but over 800,000 jobs disappeared. So the unemployment rate is still unchanged at 3.7, but we had downward revisions previous couple months, significant downward revisions. Labor force participation plunged, the biggest drop in almost 3 years. So something weird is going on, okay? And I don't like noise in the data. And this is the time of year where the government does all these weird seasonal adjustments on the payroll data, and next month will be even worse. So we're not going to have a good payroll report until March, okay? And with clean data. Because we're going to have all these weird seasonal adjustments. So that's the first issue. The second issue is the ISM service report came out at 10 a.m. this morning. That's Eastern time. And it was very poor. Okay. It was a big drop. We're still above 50. The service sector is still growing. But what a disaster and what a miss. So what was going on this morning is Treasury yields were going higher. Because somebody put a big options bet on that the payroll report would be better expected, and yields did get up to about 4.08, and now yields are dipped back below 4% on the 10-year Treasury. So this is good. The stock market wants weak economic news because it makes rates go lower, and then it's going to make the Fed cut sooner than later, okay? So one last comment. I'm going back to payroll. 52,000 of the 216,000 jobs were government jobs. Obviously, the jobs are very narrow right now. A lot of industries aren't hiring. And again, we've had this mysterious disappearance of over 800,000 workers. So fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is it's all about earnings and guidance. You'll notice today Costco is up nicely. This is stock we have under management. My wife owns a lot of Costco as well in a personal account. And why is Costco up? Well, because they got it higher. Okay, they had great same-store sales. They had great online sales. So it's all going to be every stock for itself in the upcoming weeks. The good news is the year-over-year comparisons are very easy. P ratios, folks, are very low, okay? You know, people can talk about the markets being overvalued, but even the NVIDIAs of the world are trading only 25 times forecast earnings, which I think is pretty reasonable with 200% sales growth, okay? And obviously have more earnings growth than that. And but you know, large cap, you know, we're still at very low P ratios below the S&P. Small cap, it's like a third of what large cap is, and with even stronger sales and earnings growth. So I'm really looking forward to the upcoming announcement season. I'm counting on every stock to literally drop, kick, and send their underlying stock higher because of the good sales and earnings. Of course, you still need good guidance. So interesting time. And it is an election year. They're supposed to start sucking up to us. Apparently, they'll still try to divide us and make us upset and all that stuff. But, you know, if you want to win an election, you got to be a positive person. So hopefully the candidates will figure that out and suck up to us. But I do not want the economic data to be manipulated. And today, especially in the payroll report, something smells. So that's what's going on. Right now, the Atlanta Fed is estimating 2.5% GDP growth for the fourth quarter. They might revise that down. You see what's going on with energy prices because all the commerce in the Red Sea is grinding to a halt. We've had three dramatic declines in crude oil inventories in America. Europe is a popsicle, and it's very cold there now. So they're selling lots of LNG. And, you know, those of you that have Dorian, our LNG stock, that's LPG is the symbol. That's why that stock's doing so well, because it's cold, okay? So winter has arrived. Good luck for everybody in the Northeast. I know you're going to get snowed in. And that's it. That's what's going on. So I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions. But have a good weekend, everybody. Hope you don't have to shovel too much snow. Take care. Bye.